Over the past week or so, it's become apparent that for the first time ever, Iowa and Iowa State are not only going into the season feeling good, but with national respect. I'm Kyle Mann with today's KGYM Sports View, and at this point in time, I think these two teams are actually a lot closer in certain respects than some people would like to admit. Iowa State appeared in the preseason coaches poll for the first time in the school's history, checking in 24th and Iowa 19th. Neither school's a favorite to win its conference, but both are in the conversation in what appear to be up-for-grabs leagues. In the Big 12, Oklahoma will have its first season in some time without a Heisman-caliber quarterback, and Texas is still kind of in that are-they-really-back zone. As far as Iowa's concerned, the Big 10 West is wide open, Ohio State's transitioning, and Michigan is basically in the same zone as Texas. Again, I'm not guaranteeing conference championships, but I am saying I like their chances enough to lay down money on both come August 15th. There's just a lot of excitement surrounding both programs, and with that, I've seen some debates between the two fan bases about who's going to be better. That's really just the nature of fandom, so I get it, but I'd like to clear something up. One argument I stumbled across over the weekend stuck with me, because I think I realized both the Hawkeyes and Cyclones are indistinguishably elite in one regard, and therefore literally not worth arguing about until we start playing games. To be clear, yeah, I said elite. Especially looking at the front sevens, Iowa and Iowa State both look to me like teams that are going to be among the stingiest units in the country. Iowa was second in the Big Ten, eighth in the country, allowing only 18 points per game last season. Iowa State was 30th in the country, allowing 22 points per game, but that actually was the top mark in the Big 12, which, yeah, features better offenses. Looking at the units to a man, there's no reason to think they won't put forth similar performances this season. Iowa State returns the likes of Jaquan Bailey, Ray Lima, and Ioma Uwazurike across the line, and also returns most of its linebackers, Marcel Spears, Mike Rose, and Orion Vance. The new face in that front seven will be redshirt freshman Will McDonald at Sam linebacker, who stands 6'4", 230 pounds, has the athleticism of a former basketball and track standout, and was named the team's Defensive Scout Team Player of the Year last season. I would opine that adding a player with his abilities will only make this defense more dangerous than it was last season. This is where the debate hits a wall, in my opinion. Iowa has a deep front seven as well, led by future top 10 draft pick A.J. Epenesa. But when I contrast the two units, I believe Iowa State collectively has better athletes. Iowa, on the other hand, has a long track record of discipline and just teaching guys to do their jobs and trust their teammates to do theirs. That's an intangible. You can't actually debate that. So until the season starts, in simple terms, this is where I fall. Iowa and Iowa State will have two of the best defenses in the country. Iowa State because it simply has a downright intimidating collection of talent, and Iowa because it also has some talent and a lot of discipline. There's no good reason at this time to insist one will be better than the other. With today's KGYM Sports View, I'm Kyle Mann.